Hello, this is Les Brown, Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, and you're listening to David Wood on the Kick-Ass Life Show. Listen, continue to listen, and you'll discover your greatness.
Make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Hey, David here, and welcome to the Kick-Ass Life Show. Yeah, recording from the very beautiful Kelowna, British Columbia. If you haven't been here yet, you guys want to put this on your list, right? I mean, I should really work for the tourist board. We've got lakes. I mean, the one I'm looking at right now out of my window, I think it's about 80 kilometers long, which joined to the north by another lake and the south by another lake, each incredibly long. Four incredible ski hills. An hour from my house is 148 wineries. They call it the Napa Valley of the North. Great skiing, great mountain biking. The summer's here. You walk downtown, everyone's in bikinis and swimsuits. It's just pretty chill. Anyway, so I traveled. A lot of people don't know this. I took a year off. I sold my company. And my wife and I, with our six-month-old son, we traveled to every city in Canada, heading from the West Coast, heading east, to decide where we wanted to raise our son at the time, which we had another one after that. But just a great, great, great opportunity to look at the country and say, you know what? This is where I want to raise my son. And this year, we have hot, hot, hot summers. We have mild winters. Just a cool place. International Airport has got the third longest runway in Canada. They're going to do direct flights into Europe right from here. But right now you can fly. I can get up late. I can leave the house late. I can arrive at the airport late and still be on time. You know, the girls at the Alaska desk, they'll say, Dave, come on. They grab my bag. They run it through the back. Give me a hug. Get on the plane, you goof. Anyway, that's why I live here. But anyway, I've got a great guest on today. Sorry for that little tourist report from Kelowna. But I just look out this window and I fall in love with it every single day. My guest's a little edgy, a little fun. She's going to help you get crystal clear on the things you want. And those of you listening for the very first time, there's almost 300 shows at thekickasslife.com. You can scout through there. There's some of the great people, great authors, people who have changed the world in significant ways with their work, with their passions. Some are well-known, some are not so well-known. And I invite you to go back there and have a little breeze through, find out what you love. And also, listen up, everyone, if you have a chance, I know no one's been doing it lately, but I need you to. If you go on iTunes and you can leave a review, if you love the show, it really, really helps. So please, please, please do that. I want to start with a guy. You don't hear from this guy very much anymore. This is an old, old, old song from the wonderful Bo Diddley. Don't forget, if you want to get the show notes, you want to find the links to the songs, go to thekickasslife.com. Here we go. Rock this thing out. A little Bo Diddley for you. Yeah, he's a man. He's a man. They're all lining up. Not such a pretty man, but he's a man who can sing and he can play that guitar. Yeah, listen to that voice again.
Bring back the second cousin, Little John the Conqueror.
All right, we better get on with the guest. Before we do the guest, those of you that are interested, a couple of things coming up, a couple of events. I am going to be doing an island adventure in July. If you're interested in joining us, there's going to be 28 spots. That's it. And so I suggest you get hold of me, Amplified Island Adventure. I'm going to really rock it out. We had an amazing time last summer. Some just incredible stories came out of that. I had the best week that I've ever had with my son. I mean, ever. He learned to dive. He did 9 dives when we were down there. We went to the number one tourist attraction in the entire Central America, which was just an unbelievable experience. We got involved with the local community and helped out there, which again was in his top three. Those were his top three. My top one was hanging out with him, but you know, running a program that really brings people together. And you know, if you're ready to expand, ready to make yourself the best investment, hey, maybe this is it. Maybe this is the summer that you need to come and hang out with me on my private island, which is off the coast of Belize in a UNESCO World Heritage Site and a marine sanctuary coming up, I think it's second week in July. But just let me know if you're interested. I'm not going to chase you down. Look, there's lots of people who want to go. But if you want to go, take some action. You want to find out how much it is, give me a little ring and I'll let you know. It's not going to be too much. It'll include all your food and board and you're going to be pampered by 30 amazing staff. With that being said, also coming up, just last thing, I'm a transformed woman. There's an event coming up with me and Sandra Yancey. Sandra is the CEO and founder of eWomen Network, and her and I are going to put on a 5-day extravaganza in Phoenix coming up 3rd of February till the 9th or the 7th, you know, till the 7th, 3rd to the 7th. It's going to be an amazing, amazing time. If you're ready to transform your life and you're a woman, transform woman. So again, get hold of me through Facebook and I will let you know what's going on. With that being said, I'm going to hand over to my guest now. She's the life vision expert. She's going to help you get crystal clear on your stuff. You know, there's some great nuggets coming your way. So please sit back, relax. And if, unless you're on a bike or you're running the dogs or you're on the beach, all the people I hear from, you're always doing stuff, which is great. Then in which case, don't sit back and relax. Just tune in to the wonderful Ann Webb. So, you know, as I always say, just before the show, that I get excited. Well, I'm really excited because I met this lady at I did a keynote this year at the eWomen Network annual event. And this, my guest, was there. And we got chatting and here she is. And I like to call her, in fact, she likes to call her the Queen of Clarity. So, hey, the Queen of Clarity, Anne, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
The Queen of Clarity. I like that.
Well, yeah, I like to help people get crystal clear. And so, I don't know, I'm not really into the whole image of queens, though. So let's scrap that title.
Well, really? Well, it's on your website.
Oh, shoot, I better change that.
Yeah, you're gonna get that. Well, you know, I like it. I like the clarity queen. But anyway, so, you know, this idea of getting clear, before we really get into it, and I know that you're really going to help a lot of people listening. And I want to remind you, by the way, 179 countries. So, you know, you're talking to people of all ethnicities, all backgrounds. But the idea of getting clear, if we go back to your life not too long ago, it's 1989. I mean, you were pretty broke and you weren't clear at all on what you wanted, right?
No, I had no idea. All I know is I wanted to have enough money to put food on the table.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what was, just sort of describe a little bit of the life you were leading and why, you know, how did you end up there? How did you end up at a place where, you know, you had no money? You're in a situation where, you know, I would say how you ended up there. Why do you think a lot of people end up there?
Well, I'll start with how I ended up there. And some people might have a similar story, but, you know, clear back in the 80s. I mean, when I married my husband, he basically said this to me, look, Ann, if you'll put me through 6 years of college, I promise that when we get out, we will be rich and you will never have to work another day in your life. And I guess my first mistake was that I believed him.
Now, is he still around before we go around?
Yeah.
Okay,
good. He's still around.
Good.
Is, you know, I did. So when we married, I mean, unlike people today that are a little bit smarter, we got married, you know, pretty early 20s, and he hadn't really gotten into college. I mean, he hadn't done much yet. So he went to an Ivy League school, and I'm just telling you that because when you get out of one of those, it just means you have tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars in student loans that you now have to pay back. And he took an entry level position, which I've come to learn is code for we're going to pay you peanuts in
Washington. You're going to work your ass off.
Yeah. in Washington, D.C. And at that time, that was the most expensive city in the U.S. So those three factors meant there is no way that we were going to have this rich, bliss lifestyle he had promised me. I mean, just to kind of put it in perspective, he made $24,000 a year, $2,000 a month. 800 went to student loans, 800 went to rent, leaving us $400. And we had two kids by then. So, you know, there's no way that I was going to be a stay-at-home mom like he told me I could be, which was at that time, my greatest desire. So, yeah, that was kind of our life. Literally couldn't buy tires for our car, shoes for our baby. And honestly, it all came to a head. This was a typical story. So, you know, after 7 years, it's kind of embarrassing that you can't go out for a week, you know, for date night, because unless your parents pay in after 7 years of marriage. But so date night for us was, let's have our friends come over, let's play games, and I'll make some brownies. And so we did that every single weekend. And one weekend, a whole bunch of people came over. I put out ice water, brownies, and they decided they didn't want water. They wanted milk to go with their warm brownies. They went into my kitchen, grabbed a brand new gallon of milk, poured a cup, passed it around. And when they left, I bawled because I knew we didn't have another, you know, $1.25 to buy another gallon of milk for at least a week. You know, so that was kind of our situation. And it's one thing when you and hubby have to put, you know, water on your cold cereal, but when you have to put water in your baby's bottles and they cry because they're hungry, that's a whole different story. So that was my life, you know, 25 years ago.
And, you know, the interesting thing is that when we look around North America and around the different countries of the world, I mean, people who live at the poverty line, and if we look at women, I mean, the prediction is 7 out of every 10 women will experience poverty sometime in their life. But you know, I mean, this whole idea of how you were living is more common than most people understand, right?
Yeah, and that's really unfortunate, isn't it?
Well, it is sad, but you did something within 30 months. You know, your company had grossed a seven-figure income, or a seven-figure gross. That's a pretty startling turnaround. Talk about, you know, what did you do? I mean, how did you start? And then we'll sort of lead to what you're doing today and helping other people, you know, because that's really what you've done. You've sort of done something. And now with your success, you're able to now help other people follow a path that is going to really, really speed up and accelerate their speed to whatever they want, right?
Right. Yeah. So at that point, you know, that kind of breaking point, literally, if you will, for us, at that same time, my dad called me to tell me, hey, I know you guys don't have money. Come home for Christmas. I'll send you some money. Buy airline tickets because I have two ideas that I can't wait to tell you about. And one of them was a business idea. In fact, it was selling wassail. You know what wassail is, David?
I don't know what a wassail is. What's a wassail? Where have I lived my whole life if I don't know what a wassail is?
Okay, here we go. A wassailing. I'm not singing it, but you know, have you ever heard that? It's like a Christmas cider.
Hold on, whoa. I think you should sing it.
No.
Well, come on. What's
that? I did. I just sang. I sang the whole song. Here we go, wassailing. Okay. So it's a Christmas cider. Typically, it's spiked with rum, but it's like a apple cider. It's served hot. Anyway, my mom had a recipe, without the alcohol, of course, but it was a powdered mix. And this girl had taken from my neighborhood that grew up with me, took my mom's recipe, packaged it in this cute little fabric bag, cinnamon stick, you know, really cute little gift, Went to California and made $30,000 in a month selling my mom's wassail recipe. Now, my dad couldn't wait to tell me that because he's like, look, she's in California. She stole the recipe from us. You're in Washington, D.C. on the East Coast. This is a business idea and you should do it. Now, I have to back up because I had already started five businesses and failed miserably, meaning the most I ever made was $200 total. And so I, you know, bad business person, but my dad said, no, this one's got a track record, do it. And then he gave me the other idea and he said, look, I hired the student of Napoleon Hill who wrote Think and Grow Rich. And then he pauses and he waits for me to be like super impressed. But the problem was I was in my early 20s and I'd never heard of Napoleon Hill or Think and Grow Rich. And so he's like, okay. And I'm like, so? And he's like, no, really, this guy taught me a goal setting technique and it changed my life and it's going to change yours. And he told me how that he had quadrupled his income, bought a Cadillac cash, paid his house off. And he said, look, I'm thinking between this business idea that I just gave you and this goal setting technique that I am going to give you, maybe you can get something going for yourself. Again, we couldn't even afford a gallon of milk. So anyway, he handed me this booklet, again, written by the student of Napoleon Hill. And it said, write your goals first person, present tense, as if they had already happened. You know, kind of mainstream now, but let me just tell you, 25 years ago, that was crazy, like psychotic crazy. Why would you do that? You know, write down goals as if they'd already happened when they hadn't. And so I struggled with that a little bit, you know, but I sat down at my typewriter and I wrote something that went like this. I have a wassail business. And by December 31st, 1989, I make $20,000 selling 6,000 bags of wassail at six craft shows. And every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon, I make the necessary phone calls and accomplish the tasks that I need to. I had no idea what you did in a wassail business.
Apart from singing.
Yeah. And it feels incredible to be on top of things financially. Okay. That was it. My dad said, then do it. Spiritual, relationships, fitness and health, personal development. So I did like my ideal life, you know, as if, even though none of it was reality. And I did that. And I thought, oh, I remember thinking this might be the craziest, dumbest thing I've ever done. And again, 1988, affirmations were brand new, that kind of thing. And then my dad said, and don't forget to record it. So ultimately, part two was recorded in your own voice with Baroque music playing on a tape recorder. And that's exactly what I did. And yeah, pretty crazy.
Well, 25 years ago, I mean, there are very few people. I mean, if you look at the book, The Answer, that John Assaraf wrote, and he's a friend of mine, and, you know, he talks a lot about this idea about using your own voice and using music in that way. And they're talking about it really being a new science of how to recondition the brain. So it's interesting that 25 years ago that you were doing things that they're now sort of saying, hey, by the way, scientifically, this stuff works.
Oh, exactly. And you know what? I did not do any of the research to figure out why it worked. You know, all I know is that I did it and I felt dumb doing it. And again, you know, that first round was sure crazy because I had two little girls and I'm recording on their Fisher-Price tape recorder, like a kid's, you know, and I'm using that. And Mom, give me my tape recorder back. And like, really, they're not liking that I'm taking their toy, locking the door and you know, doing something in the room, which was recording, so that their screaming and yelling wasn't, you know, on my recording. And it was a pretty torturous, you know, first round. It took me 3 hours to record a 10-minute tape because of them pounding on the door, let us in, and, you know, screaming, yelling, the phone ringing, all of that being on my original first tape. But finally I got it done and I started listening to it. And, you know, but again, like what happens to a lot of people, after I started listening to it, the self-doubt, because about 3 days into it, I heard myself say, I make $20,000. And I thought, yeah, right. And get real. You've never even made $200 at a business. And now you think you're going to make $20,000. Yeah, whatever. So, you know, a lot of that negative self-talk coming in the beginning. And I actually decided to listen to it, unfortunately, and said, you know what, I'm going to change the 20,000 to 5,000, because I started listening to those, you know, the negative self-talk in my head. And I said, it's not going to happen. Let's change it to 5,000. But the thought of having to go back and re-record to change one word. Okay. You don't know me that well, but I'm lazy. I'm not going to spend 3 hours to change one word, you know, from 20,000 to 5,000. But so I said, so what I did was I was pretty tacky back then. I just listened and said 5,000 over my $20,000, thinking that somehow that, you know, that would solve the issue. But what happens when you listen to a tape over and over and over like that is you start checking out, you start daydreaming, but the music makes it so the subconscious is actually hearing it. And so what I didn't know is that my subconscious was still hearing 20,000, because half the time I didn't say 5,000. I just played the tape. It said 20,000. And I ended up making about 19,000 on round one. And, a few hundred short of my goal, and almost doubled our income. Because again, we were only making 24,000, and that changed our life. And my husband's like, man, that worked. Do it again. And put his
back in the bathroom. Kids, no more tape recorder for you.
Yeah, really. Snag that Fisher Price. Let's buy the kids a different toy. I mean, really, it was kind of like, it was really funny, because just a few weeks ago, my little girls, they were little at the time, are now married, and they were cleaning out the toy closet, trying to get some toys for their own kids. And they were about to throw that in the trash. And I said, oh, no. That tape recorder changed our lives. And I'm going to use it for a prop when I go talk now. There's no way we're throwing that tape recorder away. But anyway, you know, listening to that tape and then up-leveling the life vision and saying, hey, if I can do, 20,000, can I do 100,000? Re-recording, putting the action. Again, when I say I'm the clarity queen, I mean, my life vision ultimately now is, 12 pages, single space typed. And most people go, oh yeah, there's a lot of detail in that, and within 30 months of just, every year up-leveling it, on year three, we actually hit 7 figures in our business.
So when we talk about that, then, I mean, obviously the idea of getting clear, if we stay there for a second, I'm talking to someone listening in right now, and they're saying, wow, I'm in a situation, maybe they're not on 25, maybe they can afford milk. Maybe they're just in a job they don't like. There's a lot of different scenarios out there, but somebody wants something different from what they have. I mean, do they start with a tape recording? Do they start by writing? Lead us through the process.
Yeah. So for me, I mean, when I walk people through this, I just help them realize exactly what a life vision is first. I mean, and just to kind of nutshell, okay, what's a life vision? It's two things. It's clarity and it's focus. And again, the clarity part is not just the what, but it's the, writing a goal down like an affirmation, I make $20,000. It's the where, the when, the by when, the how, the action plan, the emotion, and the motivation. So that's the clarity part. But then the focus part, you kind of heard it in the story, record it in your own voice with Baroque music specifically, and then listen to it every day. And because there's power in the music, that kind of music.
I actually teach, for people listening in, when we are teaching training, as I'm doing an advanced program coming up, the Baroque, it will, the synapses in the brain and the biorhythms in the brain change with different types of music. And Baroque it allows the emotion to drive deeper into the cells. So, I mean, there's a lot of science around that as well, right?
Yeah. A lot of science around the music, and also just the power of your own voice. I mean, your voice is your most believable voice. It's the one you've heard your entire life. So the power of this is, a lot stronger than, just some generic affirmation CD in somebody else's voice, non-specific, someone else's voice that your subconscious doesn't trust. So, that's kind of what the life vision is. But then, so the process, of course, is to make sure that you're doing it right, because the last thing you want to do is screw up your subconscious by doing it wrong. So, you have to make sure that you write everything in the positive, first person, present tense, as if. Okay. So a lot of you're avoiding words that trigger you. You're just really getting.
Give me an example of what that means so people understand. So give me a word that triggers you that you have to avoid.
Okay, so for me specifically, there's no chance in the world I'm going to say diet, okay, like under physical. Oh, I'm on a diet, because I have it anchored in my subconscious, the word diet. It means deprivation to me. So the second I hear, I'm on a diet. Okay. If I put that in my life vision, I would immediately go into my kitchen and eat everything I could possibly find.
I do have to say, you're looking good. So obviously you haven't spent a lot of time eating everything in the kitchen.
Yeah. Everyone's
going to be thinking, oh, wow, I bet she's heavy.
No, because what I'm going to substitute is eating plan. Okay. So I hear eating plan. My eating plan is, instead of saying my diet is, and for me, there's no trigger there. Okay. And it's different for everyone. Like some people can, like for me, I can actually use the word debt free because I've pretty much been debt free my whole life, other than those really tough first years. But for some people, you know, they hear the word debt in their life vision and instantly there's this subconscious of, oh, I swore I'd never go into debt. Now I have mountains of it and the bill collectors are paying me. And there's just all this subconscious drama going on because they triggered it with the word debt. So then they would
to figure out a trigger. If they're writing their life vision and they're doing this and they write a word, how do they know they're being triggered? Is there a way to know?
Yeah, it's the a physical response or an emotional response. Like, so I mean, this is kind of a silly story, but I had a guy that loved his life vision, and one day he hated it. Like, all of a sudden, he's like, okay, I used to love it. I listened to it for, you know, a couple of months and loved it, and now I hate it. And he goes, what do you think is going on? I said, well, something's triggering you. So ultimately, because he was a good friend, I went to his house, and seriously, it was kind of comical. I'm like, lay down. I'm going to be like your shrink, and I'm going to read this. He laid on his couch. I read it to him, and we hit the word. It was kind of like a vessel of truth and light, okay? Now, it was just this innocent phrase, but it reminded him all of a sudden of this guy that he hated. I mean, he hated his guts, but the guy always said vessel of light or light and love, you know, signed his emails. And all of a sudden it triggered him. And he goes, oh, and as soon as I read that, he literally almost jumped off the couch and he goes, that's it. He goes, I hate that word. And I go, why? And he goes, it reminds me of so-and-so, you know? I mean, it was just so odd, but it was literally a physical reaction for him. And most people kind of roll their eyes. I mean, that would be the less extreme, you know, kind of roll your eyes or, they usually manifest in some physical way, but it can be pretty subtle also.
Hmm. So you got this idea, then you're looking for words that trigger. I suppose I want to just go back one little step. This whole idea about the clarity piece. I mean, when you say you've got all these pages and pages that sort of have your life vision down to the nuances, I imagine, not just dates, but you're talking about, I mean, is it distinctive in color? And let's say is it a house? Is it, I mean, how descriptive do you get?
All right. So while you were asking, you know, saying that, I'm like, I hurried and found one because I'm going to read part of one because there's no way I could memorize this. But like, this is one, and I'm just going to be honest about this. This has gotten 50 of my clients married. Okay. So therefore I know it's a good one. So anyone listening, you know, be careful what you ask for because, but so this is just a paragraph, but again, I'm going to just read it. It'll take me like 45 seconds. Okay. I have the perfect companion who I love unconditionally. She is so beautiful. And we share the same love for health, outdoor activities, personal development, and spirituality. We have a deep connection physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And we share the same financial philosophies and abundant paradigm. She's kind and generous. She's supportive of my sobriety, which makes it easy for me to focus my energy on love and happiness in our relationship. We're supportive of each other's businesses and the principles that we teach our clients. We push each other to excel and grow in life and business. We complement each other and make each other better. We have the perfect combination of independence, freedom, respect, and reliance. She loves me for who I am. We have engaging conversations where we teach each other exciting things we are learning. Each week, we have a scheduled date night where we go out to a nice dinner, movie, or just enjoy a fun activity together. This allows us to spend quality time focusing on us as a couple. She is my best friend. And then the most important sentence is the last one. And I attract this person by exemplifying and being all of these qualities in my own life.
Nice. And so, I mean, what I love about this, I mean, really, I mean, because so many people, everything's by chance. They never sit down and see what do I want in my life and how do I want my life to look. And I mean, I have a vision board up in my bathroom. I don't have this life plan written out the same way you do. But I do understand the nuances and distinctions of clarity then. As you're getting down to exactly how that relationship is, I mean, right. And philosophically being in alignment. So what happens is when they meet someone, because they know so clearly what they want, they'll know what they don't want. Is that kind of part of what works?
Yeah. I mean, it's really just, I mean, here's the thing that's kind of funny is, you know, my business actually boomed right when The Secret came out, you know, a few years ago. And that was because people said, look, I love that idea of, you know, manifesting and law of attraction, but how do you do it?
Yeah.
You know, and so this is life vision for me. I mean, it's just the really brass tacks of, you know, manifesting what you really want, which by default is, you know, keeping away what you don't want, I guess.
But the last sentence, I mean, when you exemplify something, you will attract to your being. I mean, that's the secret of the last sentence, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it comes down, well, and here's also why that sentence is so important, because a lot of it's about, oh, what kind of person is this? Is she just going to show up into my life? Well, she's only going to show up in direct proportion to how well you are being that kind of person to attract that kind of girl. You know, I mean, you're not going to attract that kind of person if you're not that kind of person yourself. Right. So, you know, that's why I consider that, because for me, when I'm training life vision, like I just a couple hours ago, I got done training relationships, and it was, you know, a full on hour and a half class. But it's very, very specific about you can change people, even though we're told you can't change people. You can by changing yourself first. Yeah. And then there's a ripple effect. So this is at the core. This is just, who am I and what am I doing? So it's a combination of being and doing. You know, what am I doing? What am I being to get what I want in my ideal life?
Hmm. Great. Anyway, so we've got this, they've got an idea now of the sort of the exact clarity piece. When people are writing this, obviously they can come and work with you and on your website, which is ideallifevision.com, ideallifevision.com. And you'll help people with this process, right?
Yeah. 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 I mostly do. What I do basically is I'm kind of rolling this out. I'm in beta test with about, you know, 800 or 900 people in a network marketing company, but I'm rolling it out to any, mostly entrepreneurs are kind of attracted to this, but, you know, I don't obviously don't turn away people that, you know, are employees or anything like that. But it comes in the form of, I do a call every week on one section. So today was, you know, create your relationship life vision. Last week it was, you know, create your financial professional life vision. Specifically for those people, it was their, you know, network marketing company. The week before, physical. So a live call, Q&A, and then I have an online program that has all the samples. Because, you know, obviously, I don't believe in a copy and paste life vision by any means. But at the same time, if people can read samples that are getting really, really good results, they go, oh, I get it.
Well, you know, it's finding the language, because a lot of people, because they've never ever allowed themselves to think that. I mean, suddenly if it resonates, if you hear something about a relationship that you would never even in a million years write down, you think that sounds beautiful. I want that too. Suddenly you can start to really see something you couldn't see before, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's
let's talk about the five areas. You got spiritual, fitness and health, I think, personal growth, relationships, financial, professional. So you look at those five. Is that only the five key areas? Did I get those right?
Yeah. That's it. So basically, I mean, if it doesn't fit in, I mean, pretty much everything fits in one of those somehow. So, yeah. So those are the five that I work on. And then I do have a sixth class, and then I actually start over and just kind of repeat it. But the sixth class is updating, tweaking, recording, listening, all of that kind of mechanical piece, you know, because obviously there's a lot of people that get really hung up on, well, how do I do this? I'm not going to do it on my kids' Fisher-Price tape recorder. So like, how do we record this?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's obviously the greatest part of these days is there's technology. I didn't have it 25 years ago. The only, you know, I listened to it on my Walkman. Now we've got iPods.
What's
and, you know,
a Walkman?
I know.
Grandma, what's a Walkman? So, but the idea then, I mean, as you construct it, people can get the idea about the clarity, the importance of the music, the fact that you can record it in your own voice because your own voice is the most powerful. Talk about the application or the use of it. I mean, once you have this thing designed, typically how long is this, or is it in the five sections? Do you do sort of one for each and have the different recordings?
Yeah. So I hope that you can relate to this. Some people will, maybe some people won't, but it's kind of like having a playlist. I mean, it is having a playlist on iTunes, you know, and I record each section individually. So I have basically a quote unquote song on this playlist. That's, you know, my spiritual life vision.
You're going to sing again, aren't you? I can tell you're going to sing again.
No, I'm not singing.
Wassel.
Because you know what? I got to tell you something. Obviously when people hear my story, they say, I'll bet that's the coolest thing that's ever happened to you. I mean, really, you made $1 million. And I say, not even close. And then they go, really? What's cooler than making $1 million at Life Fish? And I say, well, here's the deal. When I started this, I had a big problem in my life. And that was, I was so absolutely shy that there's no chance in hell I would have come on this show. I mean, like, really, like, don't talk to me in a grocery store line because I'm going to be looking at the floor. I don't talk to anyone. I had friends, but they had to call me. There's no way. I couldn't call a babysitter. And people hear that now and they're like, no way. Like, really, you're on a radio show. You spoke to 1,000 people at that event I was at. But that's because what happened is in the early days of my business, when my husband and I were doing this, I was still shy. And he had his regular day job still. And I'm like, hey, honey, you would need to call all these people for our, you know, gourmet food business, our Wassel business, because there's no way I'm going to call him. I'm too shy. And he's finally, out of frustration, he said to me, Ann, would you just put in your stupid life vision that you're not shy anymore? And I actually thought, I wonder if it would work. Interestingly enough, it took me longer to become unshy or outgoing than it took me to make $1 million. And that was because, again, the neural pathways of that shyness were so deep and so rooted. But it took about 4 years, and finally to the point where I don't think anyone would ever accuse me of being shy. But people that know me from my childhood and early, you know, teens, they would say, is that really you? Because, like, you wouldn't even look anyone in the eye. You look down. And so, I mean, this is a tool literally that you can use across the board. I mean, I hope everyone makes $1 million, gets married, you know, has all the big stuff. But at the same time, sometimes it's those little things like, you know, getting up an hour earlier, or, you know, being a little more outgoing, or, you know, eating, making the right choice and picking the fruit over the cupcake or whatever. Sometimes it's the little things stacked on top of each other that make up your ideal life.
For people to get this whole idea of neural pathways, I just want to make sure you get this, how this fits in. And again, you know, the science is showing us that it's this ability to reprogram the brain. And so if you've grown up with a negative internal thought pattern, which most people have, they create super highways. And like, if you think over and over again, oh God, I'm shy, oh, you know, and you're confronted with that, with shyness every single day of your life, and you're going to reinforce the belief of being shy. So in your case, and over, you know, the 30, 40 years, that reinforcement creates a massive super highway. And that's why it would take 4 years of repetition and 4 years of reprogramming, creating a new highway, a new belief system in conjunction with action, right? I mean, you can sit there all day long and chant to yourself, but I mean, you've got to get up and start practicing.
I tell people this on the calls. I say, even in my life vision, I had an action plan for becoming unshy, which was every time I go to the grocery store, the bank, I always start up a conversation with the teller or the grocery store clerk. I talked about how it was easy for me to say yes, to speak in church if they asked me to. I mean, I literally had a game plan, and no doubt that first year or two, every time I did it, I was sick to my stomach because it's painful, you know, to be shy. But it, over time, I became really kind of reinvented myself.
I'm writing a new vision statement for you right now that I will sing on public radio in 179 countries. My Wassel song.
Well, let's quote works in the next few minutes, because that sounds like about a 5 year. That'll take me about 5 years.
So let's talk about the action plan, because we haven't really gone there. I mean, so you're writing this thing. We understand that it's the reprogramming of the brain. We understand that there's this content, the written content is brought to life through the spoken word of your own voice in conjunction with Baroque music that really allows the synapses to really create and drive that deeper into the DNA. Let's talk about the action plan then. Is the action plan written into the statement, or the action plan comes alongside of it?
Yeah, totally. So, you know, if someone's telling me, okay, so I'm just going to say this because I hear this a lot. Okay, well, I watched The Secret and I don't have to know the how. I just have to know the why. So why do I have to, you know, put in the how? Now, this is my thought on it. If I put in my life vision that I want to do a marathon, of course I know what the how is. I got to get off my butt and start running. Okay, so that's going to be in my life vision. I'm not just going to say, oh, on, you know, December or July 31st, I do my first marathon. You know, I'm not just going to say that. Literally, I've helped a lot of, you know, athletes be at the top of their game with this. And they definitely put in, you know, the action plan, the long runs, the short runs, okay, who they're running with. And so very, very detailed. Like, you know, I eat the perfect balance of foods. I eat for fuel and nutrients to keep my body running optimally and efficiently, literally going into how many ounces of water that they, you know, they're drinking. So detail, but that clarity also is the action plan if you know it. Now, sometimes we don't know the action plan. And my suggestion, if we don't know the action plan, because some of them we do, we know the action plan of a marathon, but if we don't know exactly in detail, then I suggest going over the top in emotion and motivation, or the why. So that's kind of, and we definitely should hit on the why as well. But again, just to kind of summarize that, if you know the action plan, for sure, put it in there. You know, the details of like I put in specifically joint ventures. I name the person. I detail what that looks like, or something better. You know, it doesn't have to be always. I'm not
so limited. Or something better, by the way, is one of those powerful parts of affirmation, which a lot of people neglect. So you're putting a request out there, and then there's some idea that you're going to step into this new life. But you can have something better than you request, right? I mean, or something right. better, as opposed to putting that in there. And you may not get exactly that, but you may get something that ends up being a lot better, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about, you know, so some of the things not to forget, because I think that, you know, we've gone around a little bit, but is there like a top 10 things that have to be in there? Like we talk about the action plan, we talk about the why. What are the critical pieces that have to be in your ideal life statement?
Okay. Present tense is important. So not I am going to or I will, but simply, you know, I feel like an English teacher when I say this, but, you know, if you're saying I will or I'm going to, that's future tense. So use those I am. I am is first person present tense. And so you want it written in that form. Now, not that you have to use I am in every single sentence. You can say I eat the perfect balance of foods instead of I'm going to eat or I will eat, because the brain science on that shows that if you put that in there and you're not doing it, it's going to, if you put I eat, your brain's going to go, no, I don't. So we need to, you know, close that gap there. But if you say I am going to, it says, well, this is true. I am going to. I don't know when, but at some point I will. I mean, so that first person present tense, again, is very important. The motivation is the number one. Okay, the number one thing, because without it, this life vision really is nothing more than a glorified to-do list. And so, trust me.
What's the motivation?
The motivation is the why. So if you're talking about, just imagine if you have this, you know, 10-page thing, it takes you 25 minutes to listen to it. And it's, I do this, I do this, I do this, I do this. I mean, by day two, you're going to be like, I don't even want to get out of bed. I don't even want to listen to that damn thing because I am tired. I'm exhausted. But if it's surrounded with, you know, you're talking about your, again, let's just use the marathon, but you're talking about what it feels like to cross the finish line. I feel athletic. You know, I'm connecting with my friends because every Saturday we do our, you know, 10-mile run together and we have fun chatting. So there's all these little points of motivation. Oh yeah, that's why I'm doing it. Oh yeah, that's why I'm doing it. Energy, you know, feeling athletic, cross that satisfaction and accomplishment. So you have to pepper this thing with motivation, or again, it's going to feel heavy, the weight of the world. Why am I even doing this?
Okay, so we got present tense, motivation. What else? Action step.
Action. The only other thing that's really important is making sure that it's in the positive form. I mean, and we touched on this briefly, but you know, your brain sees in pictures. So the last thing in the world you want is to, you know, say, oh, I am my favorite life vision that I ever got. And I was like cracking up hysterically because she wrote this and she sent it to me. She said, I am healthy now. I don't smoke anymore. I don't drink sugar. Or I don't eat sugar. I don't drink Diet Coke. My back doesn't hurt. And I don't have love handles anymore. And I mean, well, honestly, when I read that, I'm like, lady, do you get this? Your brain sees in pictures. The only thing, there's no picture for I don't drink Diet Coke. You're going to picture a Diet Coke. There's no picture for my back doesn't hurt. You know, you use my back feels great. You know, and so that turnaround of taking the negative and replacing it with the positive because your brain sees in pictures. And that is absolutely critical.
Mm. So let's talk about the application. So we've got this thing written. We have these things in play. We've come to you for our advice. You've helped us with this process. Talk about then, I mean, do people end up with really 25 minutes of listening? And is it something you do as you're going to sleep at night? Or how do you then start to get this sucker in your head?
Okay. Yeah. So it's, you know, the goal is to listen to it every day, and not everyone hits it every day. I'm probably pretty consistent at five, at least, if not six times, but I don't hardly ever hit seven. And one of the reasons is because in my brain, I listen to it when I exercise and when I'm alone. And quite honestly, Sundays, that isn't a day for me. I don't normally exercise on Sunday. That's my day off, as well as I'm not usually alone on Sunday. That's a family day. So I don't listen to it. But again, the one of the major reasons why you record it is so you can multitask, because heaven knows if I had to read that 10-page beast every day, there's no way I would. I mean, there's no way. It's much too hard of a habit to develop reading it. But if you can multitask, meaning I can exercise, be on the treadmill, or I can be, you know, doing something where there's not really people there. I'm doing it alone. It's a really easy habit. Driving in your car.
Bathroom.
Exactly. You're in there for 30 minutes.
My son, hour and 45 minutes.
So
you can do 10 life stories.
So you have that opportunity of just multitasking and listening to it once a day. And it's fine if you end up breaking it, you know, into, oh, I only had 15 minutes alone. So I only got through three of my sections. So this afternoon, I'm going to be, you know, picking the kids up on the way to picking them up. I'll listen to the last two sections, something like that.
So if we look at how it works then, I mean, obviously sitting there, someone could lay on the bed all day long. And this is where a lot of people saw the secret. They're saying, well, yes, well, I can visualize money all day long and it's not going to fall on my head. The idea of taking action is the listening to it, the reminder of the actions. Is that where you kind of wake up and you say, oh, gosh, you know, oh, that's right. I should probably do that. I mean, so if you listen to it in the morning and your next time you're in the grocery store and you have a chance to be more gregarious or out there, then there's that constant reminder of what the agreement is with yourself, right?
Exactly. There's two things I want to say about that. Number one, if I had to say anything about, okay, why doing this? Because Life Vision compels you to take action, just like what you're saying. I mean, it's their daily reminder. But I will tell you, I spoke at a network marketing convention a year ago, and I just went back again for the second one. And I had a whole bunch of women come up to me, and they were kind of laughing. And they go, "Hey, Ann, we know why Life Vision works." And I said, "Okay, why?" And they go, "Because it guilts you into doing it." And, you know, they were kind of kidding, but on some level, they weren't kidding. I mean, because they listened to it. And I mean, having done it for 25 years, you know, I can tell you that I listen to it and I go, "Okay, I'm not even doing that. I think I'm going to do that today." Like, so there's parts of it that you really listen to consciously and you just make a decision. I'm going to do that today. I'm going to pick up the phone and I'm going to call those people and it is going to be a done deal today. Some of them, you know, it's like I'm generous with my money and you're talking very specifically about how you're generous. And you just start finding yourself, you know, doing some of those things and it starts becoming more consistent. Mm. So I guess that is maybe a little bit of a factor is that, yeah, it can kind of, you know, just remind you or guilt you, if you will, into doing it.
Well, I mean, look at the option. I mean, if we go back to the option that most people aren't clear and they're on autopilot and they know they've got to do certain things to change their life. And if they're not reminded and they're not, and that's why I like putting people of groups together, you know, and having some accountability. So this is really having your own personal accountability partner as long as you end up picking that sucker up and putting it in your ears, right? Because that's the other thing. It may be easy not to listen to after a while as well, right?
Well, yeah. And the reason, I mean, the thing is, you know, I'm working with a big group of people right now and we're in week three and they're already seeing results. Now, maybe not the lifetime, the really ones that they've struggled with their whole life. Okay, those aren't going to change. And I've already told them your neural pathways and for it to imprint, you're looking at least 60 to 90 days, if not longer on some of those. But some of those little things, they're popping in, in a couple of weeks. However, this isn't a one-shot deal. It's not like you write one life vision and, oh, that's it. I never have to do it again because obviously life changes and you're going to rewrite and re-record frequently because number one, you did it. I mean, I put in my life vision last year that I was going to Kenya and I put that in January, came home from Kenya on May 8th and I could listen to it for about a week. And then after a week, I'm like, okay, been there, done that. Like how I can't stand listening to this about how I can't wait to go to Kenya. Well, I'm already home, you know? And so you have some, hopefully it's because it happened. Sometimes it's like, no, you listen to it and you go, what the heck was I thinking?
Was I smoking?
Exactly. Like for me specifically, one time I said that I was, that I had joined Toastmasters. Okay. I probably didn't listen to that for 3 days before I'm like, no, not even close. Like I don't even know why I put that in there. So, you know, so that becomes annoying. You know, I'm listening to this. I'm like, no, I don't even want this. So that's one of the reasons we record in sections so that I can just go bump that piece out and re-record a section without having to redo the whole thing.
Gotcha. Let me, listen, I can't believe how quickly the time's gone. So we're almost at the end of the show here. Anything that I should have asked you, that I could have asked you, that question I've missed here that you think is important?
No, I thought we did good. I thought we covered pretty much what it is. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, hopefully people gathered. I mean, the results that people are getting from this are truly phenomenal. Like I say, I mean, just people I know of, but you know, having worked with, I work a lot with entrepreneurs, and the things that they can accomplish are unbelievable. And they just can't even believe it themselves. But again, it's the whole gamut. It's, you know, I have people every day that call, "Hey, so-and-so said you have this great way to make money. I want to make money." And I'm like, "Hey, here's the deal. You have to be all in," meaning I don't want you to get out of balance. So all in means you need to do the spiritual, relationship, finance, or, you know, fitness, all of that. And they're like, okay. And then they start seeing results in all areas. But yeah, I mean, I've had, you know, people use it to get married, you know, heal relationships. That's probably, I mean, I could have made that a total niche, like get married here. I'm the get married expert, or heal your relationships because it works for that, or money. I mean, it works in all areas. That's the thing.
You could be the hitch queen.
Yeah, that's a good title.
Hey, look at that. The Queen of Hitch. Yeah. Hey, listen, I'd love to keep chatting. Obviously, we're at this time, but one question. You know, the show's called The Kick-Ass Life, and I wonder, how do you describe, Anne, the kick-ass life to you?
I would have to say for me, the kick-ass life is being able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and being really peaceful about it. So it's not like, you know, just that calm and being on purpose. So, I mean, I feel like totally, you know, I'm on purpose. I'm able to create my purpose with Life Vision as well. And that's what it is for me, is purpose and being able to do what I want when I want.
Mm, beautiful. Well, Anne, I have to say thank you so much. And I want to remind people they can actually find you at ideallifevision.com, ideallifevision.com, the wonderful Anne Webb. Anne, thank you, and I'll definitely see you soon.
Okay. All right. Thanks, David. It was fun. We'll see ya.
Thanks. So there you got it, the great Anne Webb. Now you know what clarity and focus really mean. And you know you have the power to change yourself to get exactly what you want for your ideal life, you know. And, you know, she's given you the five key areas that she works on. And guess what? She's done a great job. I thought we'd have another oldie before we get too far along. The wonderful Buddy Holly. Don't forget, if you want the show notes, go to thekickasslife.com. And please, 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 please do me a favor. If you like this stuff, go and leave a review on iTunes. I know it's a pain in the neck because you have to have a password. Apple, please, come on. iTunes, do something about it. Make it easier for people to leave comments. My goodness me. But you know, it's worth it because it helps us stay on the air. Here we go, the great Buddy Holly.
That'll be the day when I die.
Oh yeah, come on, rock it out. Shake that head. If you're running, just wiggle your bum. Show people you're excited. Drive your car. Smile at the person next to you. Go on, wave. That'll be the day you say goodbye, bye. That'll be... I shouldn't be singing. What am I doing? Get over yourself. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Don't forget the Amplified Island Adventure. And by the way, you know, I did 12 videos for my keynote, which I did last week in Kansas. And somebody's been posting that whole one-hour talk, which is all about my climb up Kilimanjaro. I'll see if Casey can put it in the show notes. But anyway, the point was that I did these 12 videos, which about not quitting. Now, I try to make them generic. A couple of times I mentioned a company. Don't worry about that part. But, you know, they are relatable. If you want to get those 12 videos and just, you know, not everyone may be applicable to you, but even if six or seven of them are, it's really about not quitting on the things you love. I did this for a specific company. And so if you know, don't worry about that. But you can go to amplifiednetworkmarketing.com, amplifiednetworkmarketing.com, and you can get those videos if you want them. And they're absolutely free, no catch. All right. So just grab those, have a little look-see. And again, even if one of the videos is what it takes to resonate with you, to help you elevate your life to the next level, guess it. My work here will be done. And you know, I want to leave you with a quote. Gandhi said this. He says, "I will not let anyone walk through my mind with their dirty feet." Isn't that great? The wonderful Mahatma Gandhi. And so I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I will definitely see you on the other side.
That was kick-ass.